Going down to the mid-60s under a mostly clear sky tonight. Tomorrow is still going to be warm, but a little less so, with temperatures in the lower 80s. Right now, it is 85 degrees. Members of Philadelphia's Blue Collar Workers Union, DC 33, have officially voted to approve the new 3-year contract they worked out. Tom McDonald leads off for WHYY's All Things Considered.
The final vote was 1,535 to 838 for approval, which meant less than 2,400 of the union's 9,000 workers took the time to cast a ballot in the vote to ratify the deal. Before the voting ended Sunday, union president Greg Boulwer took to social media encouraging ratification of the deal.
We got as much as we can possibly get out of the city. I'm well aware of how we were supported and how things operated in the public eye. We did a tremendous job with that, but that did not translate into negotiating. The city was not moving at all off of their financial positions and many of the other things that we were looking for.
The deal includes a $1,500 signing bonus and 3% wage increases over each of the deal's 3 years. It does not allow union members to live outside the city, which was one of the major requests from the union going into the talks. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
An earthquake in northern New Jersey was felt not only down here in the Philadelphia region, but also as far as south as Maryland. The United States Geological Survey says the 1.6 magnitude quake happened just before 6 this morning. It probably didn't startle as many people as the one we felt last year. That registered a magnitude 4.8. In sports, the Phillies have signed right-handed pitcher David Robertson to a $15.7 million 1-year contract in an effort to outlast the Mets and win a second straight NL East title. Robertson was a key pitcher for the Yankees when they won the 2009 World Series and was an All-Star 2 years later. He helped Philly reach the 2022 World Series. He also played for the franchise in 2019.